Well, as you've been hearing, the Pride March went down Fifth Avenue here in New York this weekend. And maybe if you were there, you saw some people looking very un-Pride-like, with black clothing and ghost-like face paint. Well, that's probably because they were dressed as the Babadook. Well, here to explain is WMYC Shimita Basu. Shimita, good Monday morning to you.
Morning, Richard.
Okay, first tell the people and tell me, who is the Babadook?
Okay, he's from an Australian movie that came out in 2014. This kind of psychological horror, and it became an art house darling. It features this freaky boogeyman called the Babadook. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until recently that it took on a new life when the internet crowned the Babadook as a queer icon.
Okay, so that's why he was involved with the Pride Parade, right? How did this all happen?
Okay, there's a few different theories, but from what I gathered, someone on Tumblr made a sort of throwaway joke about the Babadook, like, clearly he's gay. Haven't you people seen the movie? And it touched a nerve. It sparked this conversation about how we assume characters to be straight until proven not, and how absurd that is, and how equally absurd it is to say the Babadook is gay. And I wanted to understand this more. So I called up Nick McCarthy. He's a program coordinator for NewFest, which organizes LGBT film screenings across the city. And I asked him, what do we do with this meme? Do we roll our eyes at it? Do we thank the internet gods for serving this to us?
There's a huge thirst out there for queer characters. We need to discuss this. And, you know, we can use the Babadook of all things in this Baba discourse to actually confront the issues in Hollywood and putting queers in the closet.
Okay, so here's the question. Does it matter whether the filmmaker intended for the Babadook to be read as gay or not?
Nick says no. Once the art is out there, it's for an audience to interpret.
Maybe King Kong just wanted a friend in the leading lady. Maybe Godzilla can be read as a queer character. I think that there's something to be said about a sort of attacked monster that gets its own redemption, like, narrative that the LGBT community overall can very much hold on to and take ownership of.
So if you want to continue the Baba discourse, as they say, let's take it to Twitter. I'm at ShuBasu. We'll talk there.
And Shimita, early this morning, I think there were still some revelers from the Pride March.
Did you see
still
some morning
out on
after
the streets?
Baba Duke?
I think I saw the Baba Duke out there. Thanks, Shimita.
Thanks, Richard.